forgot to sum of Dalit on the base. We learned before that if a person, makes money in a way that's surprising, he has a windfall. So Rashi says because of the Ayin Hara, he should buy a Sefer Torah with portion of it, and that will give a bracha to the rest of it. So Rava Amrafilu Ovid Iska Varava. And then the Gemara says not only if somebody inherited or chap the nichsei hager, but even a person baal the nichsei ishto, he got a windfall from his wife, property which he didn't work for. Same thing. Rava amra filu ovad iska v'rava. Even if you made a business deal and you made a windfall profit, same halach. And we said the Meir, he says the reason is because you'll think that you did it on your own and you won't realize that the Rav Onishon was the one who helped you. And if you give it to a sacred Torah, it'll remind you that the Rav Onishon is the one who gave you the profit. But Papa Omer Afilu Matzah Metziah, if you found a Metziah, same thing. Omer of Nachem Bar Yitzchak Afilu Kosav Behutilin. So here Rashi learns Afilu Kosav Behutilin. Nami Mekayimu Biyadayu. You don't have to buy a sacred Torah. You can buy tefillin too, and or have tefillin written. It's just as good as having a Sefer Torah done. And others learn that any mitzvah that you do with it, you get tzedakah from it. The same thing. And others say, no, it has to be a mitzvah like tefillin or Sefer Torah, which is something that's not used up. Get tzedakah, it's finished. But tefillin, Sefer Torah, are used constantly, so it's a constant mitzvah. That's why these two are special, or anything similar to that. But not stam to do a mitzvah. Yaakov asked the Chora, from here you can see you don't have to give ma'aser. That's not true, because you have to do a mitzvah other than what you're chayiv to do with it. Right? Ma'aser is not yours. Ma'aser is that you have to, if you're mechuyiv to give ma'aser, you're mechuyiv to give it. Ma'asein came to give tzedakah, to do an extra mitzvah, that's what we're looking for over here. Not to do what you have to do with it. And according to the ones that say it's Dafka Sefer Torah or Dafka Tefillin, then for sure there's no raya from here whether you have to give Maisa or not. According to the ones who say you could even give Tzedakah or any mitzvah, right? Then the Chora, why shouldn't Maisa help? But Maisa is different. Maisa is not something you voluntarily do. Maisa is something that you're Mechuyev. If you're Mechuyev, so that's not your money. Right? You were given 9/10, and the 1/10 you have to give away. But tzedakah is your voluntary thing. So if you'll do a voluntary mitzvah with something you don't have to do, it'll remind you. Okay. V'amar Rav Chanan, v'yisemer Rav Chanina, ma'ikra, d'chsiv, and others learn, afilu kosav b'hutfilin, does not going what you can do with it. You have to buy a Sefer Torah. Can't use it for other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs won't help. Only a Sefer Torah. But even if you wrote tefillin, and you made a good profit on your tefillin that you wrote, you also have to give part of it for Sefer Torah. Even if the money was generated through a mitzvah, there's still that danger. If you want it to be miskayim, buy a Sefer Torah with part of it. V'am Rav Chanan, v'yisem Rav Chanina, Mikra, where do we find such an idea that somebody gave part to a tzedakah or whatever, and because of that, the rest was miskayim, or what they wanted was miskayim? D'chsiv ayidu Yisrael neder. Right? That Klal Yisrael, when the Amalekim disguised themselves and came against them, so they made a nether. If the Rebbe gives them this nation, they'll be machrim all the things that they get. And because they used it for a mitzvah, they took the spoils and they were machrim it, their prayer was answered. So you see, that was miskayim. It's not exactly the same thing. Here they gave everything up and there was nothing left that was miskayim, just that their tefillah was miskayim. But in any case, the one who says that it's similar. Mikra. So you see that if you do a mitzvah, right, there's kiyum from what you want to be done. Again, it's not exactly the same case. Now we're going back to what we learned before, that if a person drinks wine, so he shouldn't be more horah, and he shouldn't daven. So the Gemara says, derech meal, if you walk a meal, or if you sleep, you'll sleep off the effect of the wine, right, mefigin asayayin. That reduces the effect of the wine, and then, if you went to sleep for a while, or you walked a meal, you can paskin, you can daven. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, lo shomer el shisosik de revius. the fact that a meal will help, or going to sleep a little bit will help, is only if you drank a revius. Aval shasa yosim revius, kol shekein shederech tordaso, v'shina mishakarto. If you drank more than revius, then not only doesn't walking a meal help, it makes you even more drunk. And not only doesn't sleep help, but sleeping makes you more drunk. So it's only for exact revius that what's it called, that it helps. Vatanya Maisav Ramliel, Shreya Rochiv Halachamor, Ayla Maisav, we see not like that. That what's it called, that there was a Maisav Ramliel, that he was riding on a donkey, Vahaya Mahalich Me'ako L'Chziv, and he was traveling from Akko to Chziv, Vahaya Rabbeloi Mahalich Achrov, and Rabbeloi, his Talmud, was walking behind the donkey, and behind Ram Gamliel. Mosa Gluskin Baderech, they found some loaves of bread that were strewn all over the road. Amar Lahu Eloi, Tul Gluskin Min Haderech. So he said to him, Eloi, pick up the loaves of bread. Don't leave them there. Mosa Nochri Echad, Amar Lahu Magboi, Tul Gluskin Halolu Mi Eloi. So he said to the guy, he called the guy by name, Magboi, right, take these loaves of bread from my Talmud Eloi. Nit below Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi then followed after the goy to find out who he was. Right? Gave him the bread. We'll see in a second there was a problem with that. So Rabbi Eloi wanted to find out who this goy was. Omer lo mehechanata. Omer lo me'ayror shel Burgenin. So where do you come from? She said, I come from these cities of the Burgenin, where the, what's it called, these little huts. A hut city. Umashim, what's your name? Mavgoy, Shmei. My name is Mavgoy, exactly as Ram Gamliel called him. Obviously, you don't come from the same city as Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel doesn't live in a city of Burgenin. So, did you ever meet Ram Gamliel before? Omar lo lav? No, never in my life. Also, Shaw Lamadnu, Shekivin Ram Gamliel Baruch HaKodesh. Right? That time we learned a few things. First of all, that Ram Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh. And that's how he knew the name of this goy. And even though Tosa doesn't say it, but it was a common name, that name. Somebody says it. First Tosa, yeah. It was a common name, but still, the Ram Gamliel, what's it called, guest first shot. This was a name, couldn't have been except for Ruach HaKodesh. We learn three things then. Besides the fact that Ram Gamliel has Ruach HaKodesh, we learn three halachas also. She'ein mavirin al ochlin. You're not allowed to pass. Rashi learns pass by ochlin and just leave them there. So it's not covered for the food. Others learn ein mavirin al ochlin means you can't trample over them. And Ram Gamliel didn't leave them in the road because other people would come and trample over them, and that would be a bizui for the ochlin. For the madnu sheholchin achri rov over a drachim. And also the halacha is that you go after rove of people who are traveling, and rove people traveling are goyim. Let's see one second what that has to do with. And we also learn that the chametz of a goy after Pesach is mutter bahano. He can't eat it. That's why he didn't let Rabbi Eloi keep the bread, because it was probably pas shel kusim, which is aser, so he couldn't eat it, but he could give it to a goy. And if it was Osir Bahano, he couldn't give it to a goy either. And it was right after, and this Maisa happened after Pesach. So it was probably Chomet Shover of a Pesach, but it probably belonged to a goy. And that's Mutter Bahano, right? Even though it was Osir Bahila because it was Pas Akum. It was bread that was baked by a goy. Let's see Rashi. The Shina Kol Shehu, even if you sleep a little bit, Ozu Ozu, either one. Either you sleep or you walk a meal, it takes away the effects of the wine. Nitpalo Rabbi Eloi, Niskara Vetzla Nochri. So Rabbi Eloi followed after the goy to find out who he was. Mav goy shmeini kashmi. Ein madirin hala ochlin. Hamotzi ochlin. Bederech, person who finds food lying in the road. He can't pass by. He can't just pass it by and leave it there. He has to pick it up. Since he didn't let Rabbi Eloi eat it, he took it away from Rabbi Eloi and gave it to the goy. Dachzekinu becheskes pita chomachrim. Sherov over itrachim nachrim hen. And the Rishonim say that even though Rav Gamliel is one of the people who hold the Rav Meir, that chayshin and lemiyuta, that we're afraid of the miyut, but you don't go after the miyut lahakim, only lahachim. So here, even though the miyut of people were yidden, he assumed that they go after the rov were goy. Shechem so shal nachri shachra pesachaya. It was right, this maisa happened after Pesach. Mutter ba'anach, you go on hachad, ika tova sanol and nachri. The maisa, there's a hanoa, we'll see in 1 second, that the goy felt gratitude, he felt beholden to Rav Gamliel for giving him this bread. So that's already hanoa. Right? I have now a goy who is beholden to me because I did something for him. Now, it had to be talking in a case where the goy had some kind of gratitude, right? Because otherwise you're not allowed to give a goy a present. Stam, matnas chinam. That's what Tosafot speaks about over here. And unless you makir the goy, you know him. And therefore, if you do him a favor, he'll feel obligated to do you a favor, so then it's not matnas chinam. You didn't give it to for free. So Tosafot says, either the goy was mislava with them, in other words, he was accompanying them, so doing him a favor will obligate him to do a favor back, and therefore it wasn't matnas chinam, and therefore Rav Gamliel was allowed to give him the present. Or, al darkei shalom, you're allowed to give a goy, what's it called, tzedakah, a present, or whatever, in order to make good relationships for the future. The famous Maishud Nor Yehuda, who gave the goyish kid money for the bread that he lost, and later on, the whole Jewish community benefited from it. And so therefore, it had to be in a case where the goy would reciprocate. So there was a hanoah involved. If there'd be no hanoah involved at all, then he wouldn't be allowed to give it to him. So there has to be some hanoah involved, and therefore Rav Gamliel didn't want to get into the whole story, whether he's doing it out darkei shalom, or because the goy was accompanying them. Right? He wanted them to think he knew the goy. If he knew the goy, there was no problem. So he, therefore, Baruch HaKodesh, said his name. He wasn't stam doing nisim v'niflos. He did it for a reason. He did it that the Talmidim should think that he knew this goy, and therefore he was allowed to give him the thing. Truth is, he never met the goy in his life, and he didn't know them. And the reason he did it was either as darkei shalom, or because the goy would accompany them. But in order not to make a big deal, he, Baruch HaKodesh, said the goy's name, so the Talmidim would think, he knows this guy, so therefore there's no problem with giving him the bread. Okay, Kivin Shigil L'Chziv, Bo Echad Lishol Al Nidra. So he came to Chziv, a person came to Rav Gamliel to be matur his nether. Omar Lezeh, Omar Lezeh, She'imo klum shasinu revius yain hoitalki. So he said to the person who was with them, I guess it was Rabbi Loi still, did we drink a revius of wine yet? A revius of yain hoitalki on the derech. Can I paskin or can't I paskin? Amar lohen. So they said, yeah, we drank a revius of yain hoitalki. He says, imken yitayel acharenu atche yefig yenenu. That's the case. He said, what's it called? Follow us. So we'll travel a little bit more until the wine effect wears off, and then I can be matur your nether. Because I'm going to have to paskin whether I can be matur or not. I can't paskin now where we're still under the effects of the wine. The Tiel Acharim Gimel Milim. So they went 3 mil, right? And he walked after them 3 mil, Ad Shigil Asumalam Shatsur, until they came to the steps that went up the mountains by Tsur. Kivin Shigil Asulam Adetsur, Yoran Gamliel Menachamor. At that point, Rav Gamliel felt the effects of the wine wore off. 3 mil. He got off the donkey, Venisatef, and he put on his talis, the Yoshav, and he sat down, the Hitter Lo Nidro, and his Mater, his Neder. The Harbit Varim Lamandu Balsashor. He learned a lot of things from Rav Gamliel's actions at that time. Lamandu Shrevius Yain Hoitalki Meshaker. We learned that if you drink a revius of Yain Hoitalki, very strong wine, it's Meshaker, and you can't paskin shilas if you drank just the revius. For the Madnu Shikr al Yoda, we learned that a Shikr is not allowed to paskin shilas. For the Madnu Shederech Mathigus Hayayin, and we learned that if you travel, it takes off the effects of the wine. For the Madnu Shein Mathirim Nadorim, Lo Rochu, Velo Mahalik, Velo Omeid, El Yoshe. We also learned that you can't be Matur Nether when you're walking or you're riding, you have to get off and sit down. So you're Miyushev. Ktani Miyashlo Shemilin. But it says Maisa, not Maisa, that they had to go 3 milin before the effects of the wine wore off.
And here it says if you walk a meal, the effects of the wine wore off. Shani yayin hoitalkin meshakar tve. So Mara says, no, the effects of yayin hoitalki is very strong, concentrated wine, right? A revius of that needs 3 milin to take off the effect. But regular wine only needs 1 meal. The Homer of Nachman, Omer Abba Baravu, Elo Shonel, Shisos Shosu Revius, Ava Shosu Yosem Revius, Kol Shekain Shederech Tordoso, Vishina Meshakarto, the Chora should be even worse. If the wine of Italki, even a Revius of it, needs more traveling, but we said that traveling doesn't take away the effect at all, makes it worse. So why would traveling, even 3 meal, help? Where it says, Rach of Shani. No. When you're walking, and you're drunk, then it makes it worse if you drank more than a revius. When it comes to riding takes away the effect, but if it's strong wine, it takes off the effect only in 3 mil, and for regular wine, it takes if it's only a revius of regular wine, takes off the effect also. But stam traveling, walking, doesn't take off the effect at all. Doesn't take away the effect at all. Okay. Mar says, Hash the Asis Lahachi, the Rami Baraba Nomilo Kasha, the whole Kasha in the beginning, there's no Kasha. Rach Uvshani, Enechanani. Traveling by walking, it makes it worse. But traveling by riding is takes it away. Even a meal for regular wine. Rashi. Lezeshi imo rabeloi. He said to rabeloi, did we drink revius of wine? The sulama shel tzur malos har gavoi. It was the steps that went up a big mountain. Aval yosem revius v'kiven diyayin hoitalki havei umeshakar tzvei havei leki yosem revius. A revius of strong wine has the same halacha of more than a revius of a regular wine. Rachuv shani, and we said by more than a revius of regular wine, if you travel, it makes it worse. Doesn't make it better. So how over here did it make it better? The answer is traveling by riding makes it better. Traveling by walking makes it worse. Rachuv shani de'ein lo torah haderech. When you're walking and it's difficult and you're drunk. So it makes you even more befuddled. But when you're riding, the fresh air and the riding takes away the effect. The Rami Bar Abba Nami, the Omer Derech Mil, right, who said that a meal will take away the effect. Bahacha Tani Shalosh Mil, and here it says 3 mil, that was his original question. Sees Ram Gamil had to go 3 mil. Lo Tikshe, the Roch of Shani, the Ein Lo Torah. Well, the Fichach Ein Mefagin Kolkach. Therefore, what's it called? If you drank just a revius of regular wine, right, and you, are walking, it'll take away the effect in a meal. If you're riding, it won't take away the effect till 3 mil. Okay. Go on. Amy. Now the Gemara asks on what he had to, be sit down to be made for neder, to matter neder. Any Vomer of Nachman and Fear and Dor and Bein Mahal Bein Omi Bein Rochel, the Maishi can be matter and nether in any while you're walking, standing, sitting, you don't have to dafka sit down. Tanoi, or it says Machlokas Tanoi, like Mamliel held that you had to sit down. The Ika Laman the Omer Poskin Becharota, the Ika Laman the Omer ain't Poskin Becharota. The Omer Rabba Rav Chana Omer Rav Yochanan, might Pasach Le Ram Gamliel Ahu Gavra. What did Ram Gamliel be Poseach with that person, right? Yesh bota b'kimat keros cheret v'loshen chachomi marpe. Tell him this pasuk that a person can use his loshen like a sword, and the loshen of chachomim is healing. Some people have speech that's like daggers, and the loshen of chachomim is marpe. Kol abota, a person who makes a nether, right? Bitu'is fasayim, levate b'sfasayim. Roy Ledokro Becherev. So he learned the pshat is some people, because of what they say, are roy to be stabbed with a sword. Ela Shaloshin Chachomim Marta, because they made a nether which they shouldn't have made. But the Chachamim have the power to take away the nether and to heal things. Rashi. So the way Rashi learns is Tanoahim Meseches Nedarim Poskim Becharotim. So Rashi learns Poskim Becharotim is a parent. Sarech Lechachem Limtzo Pesach Lishoel Shielo Pischon Pe Lomar Ladas Kein Lo Nodarti. The Ilu Ha'isi Odeya Shekeinu Lo Ha'isi Noda. The Nimtzo Neder Nek or Me'elav. Okay, Rashi learns postim b'charata means like this: the one who holds ain postim b'charata, that means you don't have to have charata, you don't have to find a pesach. Okay, the chacham has the ability to destroy the nether without the person who made the nether being involved at all. He can just be matar the nether, and that's the power of hataras nedarim. The one who holds postim b'charata holds that the chacham has to find a pesach and asked the person who made the nether, do you regret the nether? That had you known this and this, would you have made the nether to begin with? And then the regret is as if the nether was uprooted retroactively. As we say now mentally, he wouldn't have made the nether. So he is uprooting it. But you can't do it on your own. So the Chacham now makes use of that mental charata to make it real. That's the way Hataras Nedarim works. The person has mental harata. In fact, they say that that's how tshuva works. The Mabit says, person has harata, so mentally it's as if he didn't want to do the Aveira. So mentally it's as if he could make replay, go rewind, he wouldn't have done it. And the Rabban Shlom says, now the tshuva is as if it happened, that mamish didn't happen. Now your mental harata becomes real. So here, the mental harata becomes real by the Chacham being matarit. You can't do it on your own, but you have to set up the process for the Chacham to do it. That's the Shaila according to Rashi. Posim b'charata or not. And therefore the one who holds posim b'charata is a machmer. He holds you need more than just hataras hachacham. The ilu ha'isi odeh shekeinu lo ha'isi noder. You have to find a reason that had you known this, would you have made the nether? The nimtza nether nekra me'elav. Ein poskin, ein tzorek liftoach lo b'charata. The one who holds ein posim b'charata holds you don't have to find a pesach. You don't have to find that the person regrets it. Ela hachacham okro, afal pi she'eino motzelo tamakira. The chacham can do it on his own, without the person having any kind of pesach of charata. Ram Gamliel Sovra commanded Omer Poskin, l'ficha chutzrach yishuv hadas, l'chashev eze pesach imtzala. Ram Gamliel held Poskin b'charata, and therefore you need to ask the guy and find a legitimate pesach that then the chacham can use to be matir. But if you hold ein poskim b'charata, means you don't have to have any charata, the Chacham can just declare the nether null and void, then there's nothing to talk about, nothing to think about. So you can do it walking, standing, whatever. That's how Rashi learns. Kol habota, hanoder nether, roi ledokro, dilma lo makayimli. Better not to make a nether at all, because maybe you won't be able to fulfill it. V'hainu pesach, and that's the pesach. Had you known it's so bad to make a nether, would you have done this with a nether, or would you have said b'li nether? The person for sure is going to say, I would have said b'li nether. The Kamar Leilu Ha'isi Odeya She'Osir Lindor V'Chayev Misa Atolav Klum Ha'isa Noder Kamar Le Ha'ayich Lo. The guy's going to say for sure no. So that's the Poskim B'Charata. Tosus learns Elish Loshim Chavam Marpesh Matir Lo Nidra. Tosus learns just the opposite. Poskim B'Charata is a kula, and ain't Poskim B'Charata means you're not allowed to be Poskim B'Charata. Everybody holds that Chacham can't be Matir and Neder without finding that the person regrets it. The question is, can you stam regret it in a way that what's it called that is in general, right? To be told, it's a bad thing to make nedarim. Would you, if you really realize how serious it is to make nedarim, would you have done it? That's called poskim b'charata, and that some hold is okay, and others hold that's not good enough. You have to have a specific thing for this neder. That if you would have known this, you wouldn't have made this nether specifically. But stam, in general, well, nedarim is not a good thing to do. That's not good enough. So if you, and the girs and the gemara is, where Gamliel holds, ein poskin b'charata, not poskin b'charata. Ein poskin. You can't just have a general charata. It has to be something specific to this nether. So you need to really look into it clearly. But if you hold poskin b'charata, then you can just say any kind of general charata for all nedarim,
you don't need to look into it. Therefore, you can be matter never standing, sitting, walking, whatever. But if you hold that ain't poskim b'charata, the way Tosfos learns, that means that you have to find a specific pesach for this nether specifically, then it needs a lot more thought. So you have to sit down. And Rambam, according to this, the Gersu B, Rambam Gamliel holds ain't poskim b'charata, and what's it called? And that's why you have to sit down. Okay. Right there. Omar Mar, the ain mavirin ala ochlin. You can't pass by food. Omar Yochanan, Mishum Rishum ben Yochai, Loshon ala bedoros rishon. That halacha that you can't leave food in the road, right? Because of bezoyin for the food, that was dafka in past generations. She ain benos Yisrael prutzos bikshotin, when Jewish women didn't practice magic. But in later generations, where Jews were involved in magic, then you can pass by, because we're afraid that, what's it called, that there was magic done on these, they were left there for purposes that there was magic done with them, and they're dangerous. You'll pick up this thing, it'll have an effect on you, a negative effect. And therefore, that answers why, even though we have to say that rove, according to some, rove over a drachim or goyim, and you go after the rove. The chor, we always go after the rove. What was the chiddush? The chiddush was that bedoras, that was only then. But doras ha'achronim, where, what's it called, where there's a miut of Jewish people that drop bread, and that benos Yisrael are prutzos bikshotim, so if it's Jewish bread, there's a good chance that there's magic spells on it. Right, and it's dangerous. So I might think to say that your choshesh for the miyut, right, of what's it called, of chamira sakanta misura, and your choshesh even for the miyut, you don't go after the rove. You see that no, Ram Gamliel held that since rove over drachim were goyim, you can assume it's goyish bread. The goyim were not so much involved in magic, only Jews, according to this pshat, and therefore you can assume it's goyish bread. There's no magic spells, and you have to pick it up. But if you be choshesh for the miyut, right, you'd have to be choshish that maybe it's Jewish bread. And if it's Jewish bread, maybe it's a magic spell, and it's dangerous. So, Kamash Malon, no, he went after the rove, even though there was a chance that if the mute applied, it was, what's it called, it was dangerous. Zemara says, Tana Shlemim Mavirim, Shisim Ein Mavirim, right, if the... the things are whole. They only made magic spells on whole loaves of bread. They didn't make it on pieces. Didn't work on pieces. So therefore, if you find whole loaves of bread, you have to be choshish that maybe there's a magic spell on it. But if you find pieces, there you don't have to be choshish for the magic spell, and then the halacha reverts back to its regular halacha that you can't pass by without picking up the bread. Omer le'ravashi le'ravashi v'apsisim lo avda. They don't make magic spells on pieces. Right? It says that you were machalul me by being involved in Avodah Zorah and this magic, right, with things that you did with shalei saorim and with psisei lecha, pieces of bread. Mashma, they used to do magic with pieces of bread. Where it says, the shakli bagrayu. No, that didn't do the magic on the pieces of bread. But they made the magic for pieces of bread. People used to give them slices of bread as their, what's it called? Payment. Right? Payment for doing the magic spell. Rashi. Babsisin lo avdan, kshotit. They don't do magic spells on pieces of bread, only on whole loaves. Right, Samara says a pasuk that says that you were mechalul me, right, with pieces of bread. Mashma, that was they made the kshafim with that. Samara says the shaklim bagrayu, psisei lechem lasos kshafim. They used to take pieces of bread as payment for doing the magic. Mitzvarim acherim, the magic was done on other things. V'hochi kamer novi, v'shvil psusei lechem shenosnim lochen, v'scharchem pilalta meshmi v'sochani. They used to do magic things to support the Nevi'ei Habal, to make it look like they were saying the truth. So they did all these magic things to support their Nevuas, and that was the Chilul Hashem.
And they did it for pieces of bread. Right? What did you benefit from it? You got pieces of bread to make all this magic. But not that they did the magic on the pieces of bread. They did the magic for pieces of bread. But the magic only worked on whole loaves.